everyone, welcome back to the Stepping Up, Become Who You Are Meant to Be podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Gingrich. I am a wife. I'm a mother of two young boys. I'm a full-time employee turned entrepreneur, and I am on a mission to redefine what being a working mom looks like and feels like in our day and age, and to redefine the working mom status. And I'm just on this mission. And one of the things I'm doing to really bring this mission to life is one through this podcast of interviewing amazing women and maybe eventually a man or two, but amazing women, many whom are moms who have taken their dreams and made them a reality. Another way that I'm doing that is through a working moms mastermind. I put together this group of working moms who are just ready to step up and make a change in their life. And for the next 3 months, we're going to start on Monday, March 3rd. So if you're listening to this when it's released, there is still time to join us. So for 3 months, we are going to be setting goals for ourselves. We're going to be supporting each other. I'm going to be facilitating that group, but I'm going to be just as much a member of it and working alongside with you. We're going to be setting goals for life and for work, and we're going to be learning to redefine our lives and how we feel as working moms. And instead of being tired and exhausted and frustrated, we're going to be calm and excited and fulfilled. And I know that it's possible. I created this life for myself. And I'm not saying you need to be an entrepreneur, but I found what worked for me. And I did that through mindfulness, meditation, taking action, and really being clear on my intention. So we're going to work for 3 months, supporting each other, working together. And we're going to be talking about mindfulness and meditation. We're going to learn about energetic time management. And I'm going to have a special guest, Erin Miller of the Same Boat Huddle podcast and Facebook group. She's going to be teaching us, specifically the members of this group, on energetic time management. And it has been a lifesaver for me when I took her course. So when you join, you get to learn from Erin on that. You will also get to learn from a mindfulness and meditation expert and someone who's a mother about how to use meditation as a mother and to really take time to breathe. And then we're going to have a special to be determined guest for our final month. And what we're going to do is each month we're going to do video calls, and on those video calls will be all of the members and the special guest speakers who will be talking on a certain topic. And you'll be able to ask, because the group is going to be so super small, 5 to 8 women. You'll be able to ask your own question, and you'll be able to learn directly from an expert in whatever field we'll be talking about. And then we're also going to have a second group call every month where we're going to put each other on the hot seat, and we're going to say, you said you were going to do this. Where are you? And we're going to provide encouragement and support, and we're going to help build each other up. We're going to help build each other up so that you can redefine what it's like to be a working mom and redefine your life so that you can find joy and fulfillment in working and being a mother. So if you are interested in joining us, please send me an email, DM me on Instagram, send me a message on Facebook. I don't care how you find me or reach me. If you want to be a part of this mastermind, now is the time, because once I reach our limit of women, I'm closing it out. I want to keep it small intentionally. So come on over and join us. You can email me at nikkigingrich@gmail.com. Like I said, DM me on Instagram or private message me on Facebook, any of the above, and I will get you all of the detailed information and you can set up and join us. Okay, I'm going to stop talking because I want to introduce my interviewee, the woman I had a conversation with, Veronica Moore. I am blessed, and I know she was put into my life for a reason. God put us together so that we would meet, and I get to share our conversation with you, and there's so much here. I just want to introduce Veronica and get to the conversation, because it's all about how she listened to God's call. Even after a few knocks at the door, she did listen, and she is taking the year of no fear. And I'm so, so excited for her. So Veronica's life purpose is to help others overcome fear, which she defines as false evidence appearing real and actively pursue and discover their passion and purpose in life. She is on a journey of getting to this place of empowerment for a long time. She's gone through a lot of grit, tenacity, and prayer. And she stands before you today, a work in progress, ready to help you design a new narrative from where you've been to where you are headed. She is a self-acclaimed foodie, a wife, a mother to an amazing independent little girl named Hunter. And you will find her supporting and boasting so many local small businesses and establishments in our town in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania, while be the mastermind behind the next intentionally curated event to inspire women to act upon their most precious dreams and aspirations. And she will be doing that through her Passion and Purpose in Action event at the end of June, which we share the links to. So this is it, the owner and curator of Alma and Eva, Veronica Moore. Hi, Veronica. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so happy to have you on the podcast to be sharing your story. I know when we met, not even a year ago, it was last summer-ish.
Yeah.
I knew when I met you at your event that you hosted that I was like, she's an awesome lady. I need to meet her and talk to her. And now I'm just even more excited because I get to have you here on the podcast.
Awesome. You're so kind. Thanks for having me, Nikki.
Yeah. So before, let's just get this going. Tell us a little bit about who you are, kind of what you do. I know your mission. I know what you're doing. So just tell us about who you are and what you're doing.
Sure. So I'm a native of Chicago, Illinois. So big ups to the Windy City. So happy that we did not get that negative 50 degree polar vortex that was happening there.
Right.
but I moved to the Lehigh Valley in 2007. And what led me here was my career in higher education. So I'm an educator by trade. I work in leadership development, specifically working with students, but that led me to be able to work with adults later on in life, and kind of saw myself as this evolving mentor to women and the young girls and some men in there as well. So, you know, I consider myself a passion and purpose igniter. That is what I have just been placed on this earth to do. I know that for a fact. And while I ran away from that for a very long time, Nikki, because I wasn't sure what that meant to be someone to ignite another's passion and purpose, because I was still seeking that for myself. And I thought I needed to have it all figured out before I was helping other people. And that's not the case. It's the fact is that I had a divine order over my life to really inspire people to live a fulfilled life according to what they define as fulfilled, right? So, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a friend, I'm an aunt. I'm so many things, right? But when we think about what the core of who I am is, and if you ask other people, I think that they will probably also tell you that I'm a person who genuinely wants to see other people grow and succeed. And I'm an empowerer of that.
Oh, I love it. You are a passion and purpose igniter. Yes. And you are. And you absolutely are. I can tell you that from experience. So tell us, running away from your passion. So what was that? Because I mean, I think we all can somewhat agree, you know, listen to that and say, I'm running away. I don't want to do it. You kind of ignore that little nudge that's saying you need to do this or you need to do that. And what was it for you that you were like, okay, fine. I'm listening. I'm going to do this. This is what's going to happen.
A lot of personal angst and anxiety. So I am a survivor of childhood bullying, and I really didn't understand what that meant until later in adulthood when I decided to face it. It showed up in many different ways in my life. It showed up in my inability to express myself effectively. It showed up in the fear, the false evidence appearing real that I had about publicly speaking in front of large crowds or in front of crowds in general, because I was so unsure of who I was as a person. Because of that childhood bullying that I experienced, it made me seek validation from other people. And it also made me second guess everything that I was doing. And so it damaged my self-esteem, my self-worth. And it really did make me question everything that I did. So when it came to really seeing and paying attention to the things that God had placed in my life and the missions that he had placed in my life for me to inspire other people, it happened organically. I didn't do it for show, and I didn't realize that it was happening until people started to tell me that. And I had been in higher education for years at this point, right? I had wonderful mentors as a college student. And so when I found higher education as a career, it was the perfect fit because I knew what it meant to be involved on campus. And I knew what it meant to really find your niche and grow and really explore what the college community had for one as a student and to be able to maximize those opportunities. And Nikki, when I sit and I think about it, I'm like, how was I working in this field unsure that this was my purpose in life? How is that possible? And it's because of the self-limiting beliefs that I had convinced myself of that were not true, but to me, they were true. You know, I had convinced myself that I would only be able to make an impact with those students one-on-one, right? And it would only happen within that shorter period of time that I would be able to be in their lives, those 4 years. I convinced myself that I didn't have a story to tell, that what I had to say was not compelling enough that anybody would listen. I convinced myself that, you know, I would never be able to overcome the fear of putting myself out there and not seeking validation from other people and not feeling that rejection. So I was doing the work anyway. I was already doing it. And so I was pregnant with my daughter one day in 2015. And so I was praying and I said, God, I need you to reveal to me as clear as day what you have designed my life to do. I need to know. I don't want to walk around aimlessly, you know, shooting at, you know, missing targets with what it is that I'm supposed to do. I want my time to be worth it. And my mother always told me to leave a legacy. And I didn't know what that meant. And I would brush her off, Nikki, and I'll be like, yeah, sure. But when I was pregnant with Hunter, it just became an immediate, I knew what it was. It was like, that is at the forefront of what I know that I'm supposed to be doing. So when I said that prayer, the two words or names that came to me were Alma and Eva. And I mean, it was immediate. There was no time in between me saying that prayer and asking for that purpose to be revealed to me that those two names came to be. So Alma is my maternal grandmother's first name. And Eva is my paternal grandmother's first name. And get this. I'm sitting here and I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's really nice. I can tribute the matriarchs in my family, but to do what? I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with this. So I was like, okay, well, Alma and Eva, and A comes before E. So I think that, you know, that sounds right. So let me figure out what this will be. So I decided to, the nerd that I am, I said, I'm going to look up the root words for the names, right? Because I like the meaning behind things. And Alma means to nourish. Eva means to give life. So in that very moment that divine, you know, gift was given to me, I was nourishing the life of the child inside of my body. And so that was the first inclination, right? And so that scared me though. It scared me. And I said, oh my goodness, okay. So I thought of this cute little idea of, you know, creating these inspirational greeting cards and wall art with quotes that my husband and I curated together. And that would be what Alma and Eva is. So that was in 2016. And I launched Alma and Eva then. And so I had been thinking about, you know, so what would this business look like? What would I do? What would my impact be? And I got stuck. And so I went back into my closet and I prayed again. And I said, okay, God, you've given me Alma and Eva. I know for a fact that you've given me this gift, but it's not working. What's happening? And so then again, I hear clear as day, you are supposed to be impacting thousands of people's lives. And I said, whoa, okay. So I tried to like pretend that I just didn't ask for that, right? I was like, no, that's not what I'm going to pray about right now. Let's move on to something else. And so I sat with that for a little bit and I said, okay. And I continued with what Alma and Eva was as the greeting card company. And I got stuck again. And so I said, okay, I'm not going to be disobedient. Let me really think about what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. And so I had already, since I moved out to the Lehigh Valley, I had thought about this women's conference that would encourage people to overcome what was holding them back and pursue what they were most passionate about and also pursue their purpose. So in 2017, I said, okay, fine, I'm going to do this event. I'm going to plan it. And I planned it as a solo effort. And once I started to plan that event, things became more clear. Mm. And God said, this is what I've given you, and I need you to move forward with it. Veronica, I don't care that you don't like to be in front of people. I don't care that you don't like to be at the forefront of initiatives. You need to do this. You need to show women that it's possible, and you need to be obedient. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it. So when I planned the event for April of 2018 as the inaugural Passion and Purpose in Action Summit, it was truly an act of obedience. It was a, you need to do this. You don't have a choice. You need to show and prove to yourself that you're capable of it. And that was the first step that I took of my no fear journey. No false evidence appearing real.
And thank God you did. And here you are ready for the, you know, gearing up for the second round coming up, you know?
Yes.
It's amazing. I mean, thank God you answered that call.
Yes, I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful. He was like, yeah, that little... The greeting card idea, that was really cute, but that's not what I told you to do.
You're playing small here. You need to play bigger.
I was playing so small, and I knew better, but I was, you know, I was afraid of the what if. But I'm glad that I'm continuing to move forward regardless of my what if moments.
Yeah. And I think that's what, and I mean, you can talk about it, but I think that's what, you know, fear is. It's false evidence appearing real, and it's going through those moments of saying, oh, this is a what if, but I'm just going to keep going. So talk to me a little bit about your those limiting beliefs, those things that hold you back, and how you've come through those moments, or how other women can maybe sit there and say, I'm hearing these things too, or I'm feeling these nudges, but I'm sitting in the fear and I'm not taking action. So yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think everybody's journey is different, Nikki, and everybody goes along facing what they're most afraid of differently in terms of the tactics that they use and the timing in their lives. But what I will say is that it is very important to embrace it. You cannot continue life running away from the things that you know are not true. You have to be able to sit with being uncomfortable. Right? There's no growth in the comfort zone. I used to tell my students that all the time. And I also tell other people that I have an ability to coach and mentor the same thing. We have to be ready, even when we're not ready, right? Like, we have to be ready to take that step to say, I'm enough. I am enough to give myself the space that is needed to heal, the space that's needed to recreate the narrative that I've convinced myself of, and to rewrite it. And when we are able, especially as women, to say, okay, enough is enough. I do not want to hide behind this facade of what perfection is, because perfection is not real. That is a myth. And until we are able to really say to ourselves, I deserve more, and I'm going to go after more no matter what, that's when we're able to say, okay, these self-limiting beliefs, I'm no longer going to run away from you. So I declared, and one of the things that I started to do to hold myself accountable, but also to inspire other women who are afraid to take that step and who are afraid to be vulnerable, because I am not comfortable with being vulnerable, Nikki, but I know that when I think about my calling in life, I know that that is what my assignment is to show women that it's okay to be vulnerable. So when I declared that 2019 was a year of no false evidence appearing real, no fear, just progress, I made a commitment and promise to myself that I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be public about it, and I'm going to walk people through the steps that I am taking, because they need to see that it's possible. And if you ask people who are close to me, I am a very private person. So for me to put myself out there, I want to be able to show women and other people, men as well, that it is possible. It is possible to overcome what we've what we've conditioned our minds to believe. So the first thing is to, you know, fully accept it. The second thing is find somebody who you can walk along with that will hold you accountable, right? And sometimes that's through storytelling. I'm using I have my people, right? I have my squad that's ready and to go with me, but I'm also publicly storytelling what I'm going through so that people who may not have that personal relationship with me are still able to benefit from seeing my journey. And then they're able to say, okay, man, I can do this as well. Okay, I just needed that first step. I needed that first opportunity to see someone else doing it to know that I'm not alone. So, you know, finding those individuals to help you along your process, and not people who will just make you feel comfortable, right? Like sometimes we like to find accountability partners and they play it safe, right? We're like, no, I'm going to choose her because I know she's not going to tell me like it is. No, you need to get someone who's going to be open and honest with you because they love you and they want to see you succeed. And then the next thing I think, you know, that I would share is do checkups, right? What is your progress that you've made on really achieving what you set out to be, right? So for me, my false evidence appearing real is public speaking, and I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. And why? It's because I convinced myself of those moments of bullying that I didn't have anything worth saying. And I was afraid to express myself. And so for me, I said, I'm going to put myself in every situation that I can to publicly speak. I've never done that before, right? I'm like, no, let me be in the audience. I'm going to put myself in positions that make me uncomfortable. And I'm going to track my progress of what have I done so far this year that have allowed for me to face that self-limiting belief head on. The first one was when I did the Junior League of the Lehigh Valley training in January. The second one was, you know, it was a work assignment, but I still had to do it. You know, this past weekend in Atlanta, usually I get very jittery when I'm speaking in front of people because I'm just like, oh my goodness, what am I going to say? I'm just being honest, right? I went into that session all weekend and I prayed before I started. And I said, God, I need for you to show me that I am able to do this. I need you to show me what's possible. And you would have thought that when I walked into that room and spoke to those students that I had never had or faced this fear ever, right? I felt confident. I embraced it, right? And so I was like, that's a growth point. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. I'm excited about that. So we have to find those opportunities to celebrate our ability to face those self-limiting beliefs or face those fears and reward ourselves for a job well done.
Yeah. And the people who are listening can't see, but I was able to watch your expression when you were like, I walked up there and I was confident, and like your whole body language changed when you were talking about it. So kudos to you. Like, that's such an awesome, you know, you set out for 2019 to be this year and it's, you know, middle of February, and look like what you've done so far. So that's a huge inspiration. And I like I've never thought about it in this way is the checkpoints of saying, this is what I wanted to do this year. Have I done what I said I wanted to do? And I've done the same thing where like, it's the year of clarity, of really setting down roots of this is what I want my business to look like. This is what I want to do. And going back of going, am I making those steps? Am I making that progress? And mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go do that now. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we can do it for each other. Let's definitely do it for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I'd love that. So tell me, when you've mentioned it a handful of times, so, and I'm feeling the nudge to ask you this question. So tell me about how prayer is involved for you. So it's clearly each time you've made these steps or these leaps and bounds that prayer has been something you've kind of turned to. So talk to me about that spirituality, that prayer, your relationship with God, and how that's a part of your journey.
Absolutely. It's the foundation of everything that I do. It is the reason that I exist and that I'm able to prosper. And I have built my relationship with God, and I would consider myself, I have become more spiritual, right? I've become more open to receiving what I know that I can through that spiritual connection that I have with a higher being and a higher power. And I say that because in moments when I've run away or have not been close to God is when I've felt the most pain. It's when I've been the most unclear about what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. When I didn't put God as the CEO of every aspect of my life, as a wife, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, as an educator. Until I did that and made that conscious step, I would struggle unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. And I shared a couple of examples already through our talk about when I decided to listen to the voice of God and I decided to seek prayer and clarity. That's when my vision became clear. It became as clear as day. And so for me, it's a very personal and deeply intimate relationship that I have with prayer and seeking out divine intervention and inspiration in every move that I make. It's important for me. It is who I am. It's a huge part of my identity. And I encourage other people to do the same, right? And here's what I also recognize. And I recognized this when I was in college. I went to a Lutheran school, Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I didn't go because it was a Lutheran school. I went because my coach recruited me to run track and field. But I found this gift there, right? Through my journey at Carthage, I was made aware of the fact that my God may look different than your God. Mm-hmm. Who I pray to may be different than who you pray to. The way that I define spirituality may be different than the way that you define spirituality. But the important thing that comes up at all is that we seek a strong connection to a power that is above and beyond anything that we could be. So if you are a practicing Buddhist, if you practice Hindu, if you practice the Islamic faith, I'm not going to steer away from you as my spirituality or my religion, quote unquote, is the only way. When we think within those realms, I think it's really limiting. And I had that self-limiting belief before, right? To think that my way of spirituality and religion was the only way. And it wasn't until I met people who were just as genuine and joyful and loving and caring, all of the same principles that I practice in my own faith, and we call our God something else. There's something powerful in the ability to still connect with people in a spiritual way, but yet your deities may be different. And so I've been able to open myself up to say, my God is this, but I can also appreciate who your God is, and I can appreciate what your practices are, and we can connect in an interfaith type of way, and it can be powerful. When I did that and I noticed that I was opening myself up spiritually and praying to God to connect me with women whose passion and their purpose were aligned with mine, it became clear as day, right? I was like, whoa, I can build new relationships with women and not feel threatened by my past experiences. And I do believe that if I would not have prayed that prayer, Nikki, I would be so stuck in a mindset of just being defensive to new relationships with women. To say, oh, I don't know you. Oh, what are your intentions? Oh, I don't, you know, the way that we can get if we've been conditioned to think a certain way about relationships with women. And I am determined to turn that around so that other people can see it is possible. And I felt that connection with you when we first met. I said, oh my goodness, I don't even know this woman, but her spirit is full. And she is like, she is a shining light. I need to know more about her. I need to connect with her to receive and to be able to reciprocate that type of feeling in genuine relationships. So that is how spirituality and my faith play a part in my life.
Oh my gosh, that is so, so beautiful. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, I grew up in my faith, and that was, I went to Catholic high school, Catholic college. So I was really surrounded by very much all of the same. And even in the same with the relationships with women, you know, you grow up with these ideas and these things that you've been taught. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, there's more out there. And you start to meet more people and you engage and you're like, gosh, like literally like what a beautiful soul, like what a beautiful person. And they might pray a little bit differently, but they might do this a little bit differently, but they're right. So kind-hearted and good spirit. And it just feels so good to kind of to connect. And I think it happened at your event that day where I went, look at this. It's a room full of women and we're all supporting each other.
Yeah.
Like walking around, like lifting each other up. And it's not, oh, well, what are you doing? You're doing the same thing I'm doing. Okay. Well, then now you're competition. You're like, no, we're not competition. We're here to do this together. And I think it goes, all of those relationships come in together, you know, how we are and just uplifting each other in every way. And it's when we start tearing each other down.
Right.
I think it's when we disconnect ourselves from spirit and God and the universe, and we just start breaking those walls down. And then you find yourself in those pain points and you're struggling and you're unhappy. And I found my spirituality so much in the last few years that it's like, I've kind of had this desire to reconnect and like, what is this? And what does this mean? And it's really, for me, it's a lot of strength. You know, it's like almost that thing to lean on when you're like, I don't know what to do. And you're like, okay, just help me, point me in the right direction. Show me what you need me to do. Tell me what you need me to do. And it's that kind of like, okay, this is what you're telling me to do. All right. If this is what I'm supposed to do, I'm just going to do it. But it's that, for me, it's a lot of strength of just, I'm here. Yes. I've got you. I've got your back. Like, let's go.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I got chills like 8 times while you were talking, by the way.
Oh my goodness.
I feel so good.
That's awesome.
I want to switch gears just slightly, but okay. I want to talk about, so a lot of this happened, you know, all of this stuff happened for you when you were pregnant with your daughter. And for me, a lot of my shift in my work and going, you start questioning things when you have kids and you're like, am I doing what I really want to do? Is this really where I want to be? And so tell me how that is for you. I mean, your daughter's going to be 4 this year. I used it 2015. So she's, how old is your daughter now?
Oh no, I was pregnant with her in 2015. So okay, she is so 2.5.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, she might as well be 4. She talks like she's 4. She rationalizes and reasons like she's 4. I'm like, slow down, child.
Like, I can't do this.
Right.
So tell me what that's like for you. So you're now walking in this place where you're empowering women, and now you've got this, you know, 2-year-old who's, you also, I'm sure, want to empower too. So tell me what that's like for you and what that means to you.
Oh, it's so rewarding, Nikki. I love being a mother. It is the greatest gift that I could have been blessed with. Mm-hmm. And it's important for me, and we were having this conversation on the webinar last night. It's really important for me to be able to show her an example of what resilience looks like. It's important for me to show her what an example of walking in no fear looks like. And it's not that I will never, ever feel what fear feels like again, but it's how I embrace it and how I walk mm-hmm. through it and how I learn from it. And I have a responsibility to show her that it's possible, right? I have a responsibility to show her that she is enough early on. And I also have a responsibility not to recreate in her the fear and self-limiting belief that I tagged along with myself for over 20 years, right? I don't want to see her go through that pain. And so she is my why. She's the reason why I am able to unapologetically empower women the way that I do. And I don't question or second guess that purpose, because I know that she's been given to me for that very reason, to show her and to see the stages of her life and how that empowerment that I've been able to show her an example of, but also teach her what it'll come to be. Like, what will that blossom to be in her life 10 years from now, right? 5 years from now, even. She's such an independent little one. And I even say now, man, you're picking up on things that I didn't think that you would pick up on, you know, at this young age. But what I did was, when I was pregnant with her, you know, I spoke to her, or I spoke to the baby. I didn't know what the sex of my baby would be. We waited until we were at the hospital. But I would talk to my child and I said, you know, you're strong, you're beautiful, you're worthy, you're mighty. And I also made sure that my experience through pregnancy emulated that. I had a wonderful pregnancy. I paid attention to my spiritual being. I paid attention to my mental being, my health, my wellness, all of that, because I wanted to go through that process of nurturing and growing in an amazing and beautiful way. And so I'm blessed to be able to have had that experience. But even when she was born, I baby wore her everywhere, Nikki. When I had to go and present or speak at conferences, she was strapped to me. She was close to my heart. And she heard the words, even though she may not have understood what they meant at that point in time. But also make sure that I continue to take her to things. And I went to professional conferences with my child because I am multifaceted. And I have many different identities, not just a career woman. And I used to believe that I could only have one or the other. And it's so untrue. We put women in a position where they have to choose, and that's not fair. And so I always want to be able to show women what is possible. And people ask me all the time, oh my goodness, Veronica, how do you do it all? Where do you find the time? And I posted about this recently. It's because it's necessary. It is absolutely necessary for me to show her and others who are watching that you can have more than just one thing that you're focused on. You don't just have to have a job and that's it. You don't have to just be a mother and that's it. If you choose to do that, that's totally fine, but you do not have to be forced within the constraints of only identifying with one thing that you can do. And so for me, it's important to include her in the things that we're doing. You know, it's important for me to include her in the business, and it's important for me to make her a young entrepreneur. You know, that is something that we're working on, for her to have her own identity and her own brand to really be able to embrace and work with. And we're able to do it as a family.
Oh, that's amazing. And your daughter is so, so lucky to have you as her mother. And I know mine are 6 and almost 4, but he'll be probably 4 by the time this goes out, which is crazy. But I'm not going to say it yet. He's still 3. But the they pick up on and watch, even at such a young age, and you're like, you can't say a full sentence back to me, but you understand the full sentence that I'm saying to you.
Absolutely.
It's, and to me, it just blows my mind. And I think, you know, as a mom, and I was never really around small children much. So I was like, what is this, like, normal? Are you supposed to be understanding this and emulating me and my little, like, you know, they're like my little reflector of like, oh, mommy, yes. I'm gonna do exactly what you did. And you're like, oh, they saw me, mirroring me. But then they also mirror the positive and the good. And, you know, when you see your child want to hold the door open for somebody, or he goes, oh, mommy, there's trash on the ground, I'm going to pick it up and throw it out. And you're like, those are the moments that I'm like, all right, I'm doing okay. It's the moments where they, you know, I have 2 boys, so gentleness is their like opposite end of the spectrum. But when you see that, and I'm going to go pick up, oh, mommy, there's trash, I'm going to throw that out. And I'm like, what I'm saying is sinking into you. But it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I think being the mother of a daughter, and it has to be a different experience, because I don't know what that's like, but I've heard, you know, Erin talk about it last night, Erin Miller, who was on my podcast a few months ago, shared very something similar last night when she was doing her webinar about, you know, when her daughter walked in and she was there, and she's, you know, so much of this is to say, look, you can do this too.
Absolutely.
I brought it through. I don't want you to endure what I did for 20 years. So let's, you know, rewrite it. I'm going to rewrite it for me, and then also rewrite it for you. So I think that's beautiful and amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, so amazing. All right. So tell me, what are you doing now? I know you've got an amazing Facebook group. So talk to me about your Facebook group, and then let's share your event that's going to be coming up in a few months.
Sure. So at the end of 2018, earlier 2019, is when I made the declaration to myself and publicly said it to others that I was walking into 2019 with no fear, because I was sick and tired. I was tired of holding myself back. I was mad. I was like, I'm done with this. So I am going to put myself out there, and I'm going to give women the permission to do the same. And so it was actually, I had the idea back in October when I did the Wisdom Coalition's podcast, and we talked about relationships with women, and we also talked about overcoming fear. And so I walked out of that podcast again, because I had prayed before I went in there, and I said, okay, God, give me the words that I need to say to inspire people, because I don't want this to be about me. And when I walked out of the podcast, I said, okay, well, thanks for answering that prayer. And then it was like, and now you need to go on the no fear journey. And I was like, but I don't want to. No. So again, you know, the relationship that I have with my God is we go kicking and screaming. He's like, listen, you will listen to what I tell you to do. So I had said at that moment that I was going to create the group. So I actually created the group in October, and it remained anonymous until December of 2018. I'm a work in progress, ladies. We're all a work in progress. And so in December, a few days before the new year, I said, I'm going to do this. And I wrote a post about it. I was actually on the plane. I was reading a book. It's called The Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. And I got to a section in the book where she talked about how she never said yes to anything. And I immediately got inspired to just pick up my phone and I started typing. And this has never happened to me before. I started typing and I was writing and I was writing and I was writing. And when I was done, I looked at the description, or I read over what I was, what I had typed. And it was the perfect description for the No Fear group, Nikki. I was like, oh God, here we go again. It's like, cause I knew another like push point was going to be there after that. Right. I'm like, okay, this is right here. This is the perfect introduction to what the No Fear journey is going to be. So I posted that in December, and I invited women along the journey with me. And I invited women to come into this space. It's a closed group so that we can keep the integrity of the group intact. For women to be open and honest about what they're most fearful of. And so that we can walk step in step and we can lock arms and say, we're doing this together. We deserve this. We deserve what is to come from this process. It is our time. And it is a group that is unapologetically for women and women only to come into that space and to be sisters with each other and to applaud each other and to celebrate each other. And to be honest with ourselves, first and foremost, in that space. And so I'm really blessed to be able to share it with so many amazing women. And I thank you for being a part of it and contributing to the group. It really is something that's very sentimental to me. And, you know, I get emotional just thinking about the fact that it exists and how I had convinced myself before that I didn't have anything to give. And that's not true, right? It's not true. And so I'm really blessed to be able to give this gift to the women that need it. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional.
No,
I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. No. I'm not sorry that I'm getting emotional. It's just a natural thing. And so, you know, you can see how much it means to me to be able to share this with women and to invite women into the space. So I'm really happy to see where it goes.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. And it is a wonderful group. So we will link it up in the show notes so that women can come in and join it and be a part of this 2019 year of no fear right along with you. And let's step into it. Let's embrace it because we deserve to have it all and to see what's possible.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to your calling and blessing us. And tell us about, before I shut you off, because I was like, oh no, we've almost forgot about the event. So your event is in June. Tell us about this will be your second conference that you're hosting.
Yes. So it's the second annual Passion and Purpose in Action Women's Empowerment Summit. It's happening on June 29th from 8 to 4, and it'll be occurring at Penn State Lehigh Valley. We have an amazing lineup of over 10 workshops of women who are ready and on fire to deliver the messages to those who are going to be attending. We have 3 different tiers of the tickets. We have general admissions, we have the VIP, and then we have the VIP plus the coaching, which I'm really excited to have as a extra bonus of this year's experience, is that those women who are looking for some intentional time with a certified coach will have an ability to do that. Danielle Adams, who's a great friend of mine from Queen Suite Personal and Professional Development Company, is going to be the official coach of the Passion and Purpose in Action Summit. And so that is just open to 15 women. And so we are looking for some intentional time and space for women who are ready to grow themselves before they go into the conference experience. We have an amazing keynote speaker who's the director of marketing for McDonald's Corporation. And so we're really excited to have Nubia Murray with us and a dynamic line of workshop presenters, yourself included, Nikki, who's going to be talking about how we understand our mindset around money, which is so important, right? It's really important for us to know and understand that. So, you know, we look forward to hosting the event in the Lehigh Valley. We welcome the women in the Valley and beyond. And I cannot wait to see what we're able to do and the impact we're able to make. We're working on solidifying who the beneficiary will be of the contribution. So we, as a part of the Passion and Purpose in Action Summit, it's very important to me to give back to the community. So it will always have a philanthropic connection to the community in this area. And so we're just solidifying those things, and we will have a huge announcement about who the beneficiary will be for 2019.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm honored to be a part of it. And money is a, you know, it's not just dollars and cents. So be prepared for more than that if you guys come out. And I have to also say, I'm in a group with the Lehigh Valley Chamber, a mentoring group, and Danielle Adams is actually my mentor in that group.
Awesome.
So I didn't realize, I was listening, I'm going, wait a minute, I actually missed the meeting. We had a meeting the other day and I missed it. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that. So
she's amazing.
I can speak and say she's from the probably two or three times I've met her in person. She's an incredible person. So
she's amazing.
Coaching tickets. You are in for a treat.
Yes, I'm blessed to have her in my life.
Yay, awesome. All right, well, we're going to link everything up in the show notes. And Veronica, I just want to say thank you so much for not just being here on the podcast, but for stepping into your fear and being here and sharing this. I know you are a blessing and answering your call. And to those who listen, I know they're going to get some inspirational nuggets from you. So I thank you so, so much for all that you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys, I thank you for joining me on another episode of the Stepping Up, Become Who You're Meant to Be podcast. And I want to thank Veronica just one more time for sharing all of her insight and wisdom with us. And if you are in the Lehigh Valley or in driving distance and you want to come check out the Passion and Purpose in Action event at the end of June, all the links will be in the show notes. Come check us out. Myself and Erin Miller will actually be speaking along with so many amazing women that I am honored to be working with and working with Veronica on this event. So thank you so much, Veronica. Thank you so much to all of you for joining me. And until next time.